So I want to take, if you got your Bibles, turn to 2 Peter. I want to speak to you today about divine power, the divine nature that you're feeling right now, that you're experiencing right now, being activated through the divine power. Who is the divine power source?
Jesus.
God, that's right. Jesus, Holy Spirit. They all play a part. So 2 Peter. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. Who's a servant of Jesus Christ?
I am.
To those who through the righteousness of God and Saviour, Jesus Christ, have received what? Have received faith as precious as ours. So where do we receive faith from? We receive faith through the righteousness of God and through Jesus Christ. Yeah? Through the sacrifice of Jesus, we receive faith. It is a gift from God. It is not of ourselves. It is a gift of the Lord. Faith is a gift given to us through Jesus Christ when we believe in him and receive the righteousness of God. Message right there. Go home, have coffee, think about it. Verse 2, grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. So you have been born into a faith lifestyle. You've been given a gift, a parcel called faith. And God says, I'm going to teach you how to grow. And it says then, in that place, grace and peace are ours in, just as we need it, yeah? Yeah? No, it says here in abundance. In abundance, grace and peace. Grace and peace. The goodness of Christ, the riches of Christ, and the peace of the Holy Spirit are ours in abundance. Where? Through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. So how do we gain grace and how do we gain peace? Through knowing
Jesus.
How do we know Jesus? What are the ways that we get to know Jesus? Through the Word.
Spending time
talking to him. Listening. Yeah? Learning. So if I'm going to get to know Peter, I will never get to know Peter unless I spend time with Peter. I'll never get to know Peter. I could sit in a coffee shop with Peter all day and never know him. But it takes a conversation. It takes a conversation for me to find out who Peter is and for Peter to know who I am. That's called relationship. Yeah? Let's go take this here. So the knowledge of Jesus Christ releases grace and peace into our lives. So it's really worthwhile spending time with God, yeah? It's worthwhile. Why? Because I need peace in my life and I need the grace of God in my life. And that only comes to me through the knowledge that is given through Jesus Christ. Verse 3, his divine power has given us everything we need for a godly lifestyle through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, he has given us this very great and precious promise, his very great and precious promises, so that through them, you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, to goodness knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your what? Not in what you do, but in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And when we have the knowledge of Jesus Christ, what do we get? Verse 2, grace and peace. So as we add to our faith, we increase in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, which increases the grace in our lives and increases the peace that we walk in. Yeah? But whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind. Boom. That's blunt. Forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stop. stumble. Never stumble. And you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord Jesus and Savior. Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Okay, so number one, faith is birthed through the righteousness of Christ in us who believe. Yeah, so faith is a gift. So we've all been given a gift. We give our lives to Christ. Jesus put in, and it says that it's like faith like a mustard seed that can move mountains. So I believe that God gave us that little mustard seed into our spirit. Yeah, faith. Faith is what? Faith is doing what we don't naturally feel comfortable doing. Faith is stepping out on a limb, hoping that you get to the end. It's outside of your, it's activating something that's outside of your comfort zone, outside of what you can do in the natural. Yeah? It's expecting something other than what you can provide. So the key to faith is believing. It is a gift. Okay, so today I want to look at living in the divine nature. It speaks here about the nature of God. It says in verse 3, his divine power has given us everything that we need for a godly life. So living in the divine nature. Divine power, 1 Peter 1, 3. What's the purpose of divine power? Any answers? You can look at us if you like. Why do we need divine power? What does it do in our lives?
Gives us everything that we need.
Gives us everything we need for
life and godliness.
For godly living.
Yeah.
So the purpose of divine power is to give us everything that we need to enable us to live a godly life. So the divine power of the Holy Spirit that's birthed in us through faith has equipped us already with everything that we need to enable us to live a godly life. So when do you think it becomes difficult to walk the godly lifestyle?
When we try and do it in our own strength.
When we try to do it in our own strength, when we're not walking closely with the Lord. Yeah? So when we step out of that place of divine power, which is the presence, the manifest presence of God, we step into the natural realm of the flesh. And the natural realm of the flesh isn't capable, because it's a flesh man, isn't capable of living a godly lifestyle outside of the Spirit of God. Yeah?
Yeah.
So the purpose of divine power, the purpose of the manifest power in our lives through faith, is that we have already, you guys already have everything you need to be perfectly godly. Everything. There's nothing missing. So divine power equips you for godly life. Yeah? Simple. Divine power equipping godly lifestyle. Living a godly life, it comes in the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Knowing of him enables us to hear our calling. It's when I sit and spend time in coffee with Peter, then I get to hear the things that are on his heart. I get to hear the things that he's wanting to launch or birth, or the places he wants to go, the things he wants to do. Yeah? If I don't spend time with him, I don't get to hear him. So when we spend time with God in that place of the divine power of his presence, we get to hear our calling. We get to be able to begin to understand the identity that he speaks over us. Psalm 139 says that every day of our lives are written in his book.
Yes.
Every day of our lives, every day of your life is already written. And you have two choices in that. Because God may be sovereign, but he's not in control. He may be sovereign, but he's not in control. So he can do whatever he wants, but he's given you the choice of what you choose to step into. Otherwise, we'd be robots, and we wouldn't have choices. So he's sovereign over all, but in choice and control, he lets us make our own decisions. And it's only by staying in that place of the divine power, of living a godly life, that we get to hear what those choices are. That we get to understand how he sees you, what he's saying about you, what he's written about you. That's the exciting part. It's like God has a whole book, a whole biography on his shelf. And it's when you go into that place of the manifest presence and you say, who am I today? And he brings it down. He goes, well, let's look to the date, girl. Oh, today's the 10th of November. Oh, this is where you're going to be today. It's what you're going to do, if you'd like to. These are the things we're going to accomplish today, if you'd like to, if you so choose to. Or you can do your own thing. Yeah? So we get to hear our calling. And how do we hear? Two important factors, it says here. In verse 3, His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. What does the voice of God sound like? It sounds like glory, which is the divine power of His manifest presence, and goodness, His goodness. It says it's His goodness that leads us, and kindness that leads us to repentance. It's the goodness of God that keeps us moving forward. He's more gooder, He's more kinder to me than anyone has ever been, anyone could ever be, because goodness is who He is. Goodness is a person. It's the person of Christ. Yeah? So whenever we tune in to His divine power and the glory, that manifest presence, when anything can happen, where anything can happen, and we step into that goodness of God, we get to begin to hear, it says, the knowledge of Him who called us. We begin to hear the voice of God begin to speak to us about who we are and what we're doing. So how do we hear? Stepping into that manifest presence, coming into that place of seeing the person of goodness around us, looking for the ways God blesses us, looking for the ways that His goodness is poured out upon us. Yeah? Glory, God's manifest presence, visible and tangible. On Tuesday nights and here this morning, we felt the glory of God. We felt the tangible presence of the Lord. On some people, if you looked around, it was a visible presence of God. Yeah? So if you look around when we're in worship or when we're in that place of the presence, some people will be very, very quiet and you can see the person of peace on them. Other people will be shaken, other people laughing, other people crying. They are all the visible manifestations of God's presence. So when the glory comes, when we step into the divine power and that glory comes upon us, there's a visible, tangible presence of God to be felt. And we need to begin to expect that. We need to begin when we get together, whenever you go into your quiet room and get your Bible out and your worship on, and you need to expect, say, God, send your glory right now. Let your glory come. Let your manifest presence come on me. Let me feel you. Let me see you. Let me hear you. Instead of just bringing Him our petitions. Sometimes we get so used to bringing our petitions and talking to the Lord about our stuff that we forget to ask Him to come and just rest upon us. Bill Johnson says, the favorite part of his day is the 10 vacations he does. He takes 10 vacations every day. 5 minute stops. And he'll go into the secretary and he'll say, no phone calls for the next 5-6 minutes. And he'll go in and he'll just sit. And he says, I just sit in my chair and I say, Father, I am fully given over to you right now so that you can just come and love on me. Just so that you can love on me. And he takes these 5 minute breaks all through the day. As soon as he feels like pressure building up, he just steps out. He steps back into this. He steps back into the presence, back into the glory, and experiences the love of God. Because what transforms us is love. Yeah? In a relationship, if you don't have love, there's nothing transformational. It's actually destructive. But in a relationship, when you have love, it builds trust, it builds friendship, it builds open doors to share and trust. You know, it creates something really special. So the glory is the visible, tangible, felt presence of God. It's the prophetic voice, it's the hearing. So the glory of God looks like the prophetic voice of God. So when someone is hearing God on your behalf, or you're hearing God for someone else, it's the prophetic voice of God. The scripture is a prophetic book. It's the prophetic voice. This is the prophetic voice of God over your life. And we need to eat it. We need to digest it. We need to spend time in the Word. So the prophetic voice of God is being in the glory of God. And this is encountering God through His Spirit. And He calls out who you are. He calls out who you are. And it's not a one-time thing. It's every day. I need His voice over me every day. Every moment. Goodness. Remember, glory and goodness are how we hear who we are. Yeah? Verse 3. So the goodness of knowing Christ, it's the goodness of knowing. So the person of goodness is the person of Christ. So when we experience goodness in our lives, we are experiencing Jesus right there. Yeah, so everything around us that is good, a baby's smile is experiencing Jesus in that little child because it's joy. And who is joy? Jesus. Yeah? When we see someone mourning or sad and the compassion of God rises upon us, who is that? Jesus. We need to begin to understand that our spirit man, that our body is just an envelope for something amazing that lives inside of us.
Yes.
Divine power. Divine power. We're just a shell with this huge love letter inside that's full of anointing and full of gifting. And someday we're going to cast off this old envelope. It's going to fall away.
Amen.
Woo! Amen. Come on! And we're going to be like without limits. People say about dying, I'm like, woohoo! No limits.
Amen.
Everything that you are will still be here. Everything that you are will still exist. Everything except what's getting older and wrinkly and needs more cream. Honestly, that's the only thing that fades.
Yeah.
Everything else is alive. Everything else is eternal. Everything inside this leathery skin is eternal.
True.
And it's full of power. And it's full of authority. It's full of life. Yeah? Ah, oh, someday. Some people say, oh, you know, I'm getting old. I'm like, woohoo! I'm getting closer, amen. Getting closer. Woo! What I see in part, honestly, what I see in part in visions is nothing to what we're going to have. Oh, my days. Can you imagine all the things we think about and wonder about? Those little trips we get, you know, like Tuesday past, God took Tammy to Jerusalem, put her feet in Jerusalem in a vision. Come on!
Yeah.
When the old heavy Chevy empties itself and dies off, she can go wherever she likes! No airfare, do you know what I mean? It's like, we are so much inside of us. We're so much inside of us, people. And we need to waken up. We need to throw off this, you know, goodness of God. It's promises revealed in the knowing. We will only know the promises. You'll only know the promises of God for your life when you're in the knowing place of listening. Yeah? The knowing place of listening. Oh, sorry. It releases destiny, identity, and calling. Releases destiny, identity, and calling. I heard someone the other day on Facebook and they were speaking about, oh, it's your, not your destiny, it's your something or other. It's a New Age term. But it was basically where you're going to get to yourself if you just focus on your inner chi. Do you know what I mean? You can take yourself to these, and I'm like, what a pile of poop. But the serious thing is, they have caught on to a spiritual truth that we as Christians sometimes don't catch on to.
Yes, true.
You know? That actually we are the ones that should be declaring. We are the ones that need to call in the calling of God in our life. I am, yeah? I am powerful. I have authority. I have the gift of faith that moves mountains in my life. I have the joy of the Lord 24/7. The little lady in that little prayer movie, what's it called?
War
Room. She's like, I just love Jesus. And I'm for Jesus. And I'm like watching it going, yes, yes. It's like, Let the Spirit of God, like David says, he stirred up the Spirit of God within him. He stirred it up. You know, sometimes we get into the presence and it's like everyone goes to sleep. And you wouldn't recognize the Holy Spirit if he came and slapped you in the face. The Bible says, stir up the gifting within you. Stir up the Spirit within you. This is the secret to living in the divine nature. Understanding the glory presence and understanding the goodness of God. Yeah? So this is what releases, the Bible says, his divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by what? His glory, his manifest presence, and the person of goodness, Jesus Christ. So when we begin to walk in those things and spend time meditating in those things, then we get to hear the voice of God over our lives, what we're saying. It gives him permission to bring that book down off the shelf and speak to you about it. Let's turn to today, my friend, and see what we're doing today. What has been planned for you today? We don't live by chance, we live by destiny. We're not here by mistake, we are chosen. We are purposed. You have destiny. Our end goal is love. Our end goal is forever to be with him. But right now, we're walking out of destiny. And we need to know what that destiny is so that we're not walking in the flesh, man, and this little thing that's going to die, because all that brings is death. We need to begin to walk in the spirit, man, and see what God's calling us to do in our lives each day. Yeah? That's the exciting part. That's when we get to be excited about Jesus and not bored.
Very nice.
Church is so full of bored people. Not ours, of course, but the church generally. You know, and God is beginning to awaken the church globally to his presence again, to the glory, to his goodness. People are beginning to get this, you know, the little things you put over your sleep packs you put on at night. I just see that. I had a picture when I was preparing this of God ripping them off people's eyes and shaking them, saying, waking up, I'm here. Waking up, I'm here. I don't want to miss it. So divine power equips you to walk in your divine nature. Your divine nature is contained in your skin, flesh man, that was born to die. Not originally, but is at the moment. The divine nature is being worked into you. It is an outward sign of an inward truth. An outward sign of an inward truth. Why is it outward? Because everything that is in us flows through us. It flows out of us. When we're put in a sticky situation, or if you drop a chair on your toe, you soon know what's inside of you.
Amen.
Yeah? Not right, Andrew?
Whiteboard.
Whiteboard. When you crunch your toe on the end of a door, you know what's inside you. When someone irritates you, you know what's inside you. Do you stay calm or do you get sarcastic? You know? Do we feel we have to defend ourselves, or can we walk in peace and grace? Can we walk in the divine nature? Because it's in those times that is the opportunity for you to practice walking in grace and goodness. Yeah? It is established via faith. Verse 5. For this very reason, verse 3, for this very reason, make every effort. Hold on, let's go back to verse 4. Through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature. So you've got the divine power giving you, through the glory and goodness, the divine nature of God within you, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. So what are we equipped for? What is it we're equipped for? Let's look at this next verse 5. For this very reason, what is the very reason? The very reason is that you have a divine nature that has been taken, you have been taken from a corrupt world with a dead nature going nowhere into the kingdom of heaven, into the kingdom of God, and you have this divine, little divine nature, like this little baby. Everything's there, but it's like this little faith seed that's been planted in you with the divine nature of God. And it says here, for this reason, make every effort to add. That means it's your responsibility, not mine, not Alaric's, not Andrew's, not Hazel's. It's your responsibility, individually and personally, Make every effort to add to your faith goodness. Goodness is what? Goodness is a person. It's the person of Jesus. Yeah?
Amen.
So make every effort to add to your faith goodness. Increase in the knowledge of Jesus within you. Let Jesus grow within you. And to goodness, knowledge. There's that knowledge again. Knowledge and goodness. And to knowledge, why? Because goodness and knowledge, the goodness of God in you and the knowledge of who He is in you, will enable you to be what? Self-controlled. What's the one thing that most of the world struggles with, or we do personally, is self-control.
Yeah.
I know I shouldn't have that chocolate biscuit, but it's just looking at me. I can't afford to do that, but I'm going to take it out on tick. You know? Self-control. And to self-control, perseverance. Why do we need perseverance? Because you have to persevere to be self-controlled. Yeah? Perseverance. Because everything, when you look at today's society, everybody wants everything now. Fast food. We can have your sofa delivered in 2 days. We can have this, you can have that. 2 days, yeah? Amazon, next day delivery. Come on. Add to your faith. Add goodness to goodness knowledge. To knowledge, self-control. Self-control, perseverance. To perseverance, godliness. You see how these things lead to a godly lifestyle? Each one is more of the character of Jesus being worked into you. Into what? Into the divine nature. Into the divine nature within you. And to godliness, mutual affection. If we have mutual affection for one another, we will not diss one another to one another or behind one another's backs. We will not diss other believers. And to mutual affection, the end goal is love. It's always love. So in other words, we can't get, if you want love, to grow love, you must learn how to have mutual affection. Mutual affection comes from the gift of godliness, which is worked out through perseverance and self-control. To dive into the knowledge and the goodness of God. Yeah. It says if you possess these qualities in increasing measure. So we've all got some of these in little measures. Some of us are further along the road in perseverance. Some of us are further along the road in godliness or self-control. But it said, if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, that's really encouraging because it means that we're not expected to like have it all together all the time. That's His grace. Yeah? It will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in what? Your job?
Knowledge.
In your knowledge of Jesus. So He wants us to be effective and productive in what? The knowledge of Jesus. Why? Because it's the knowledge of Jesus that lets us hear who we are and calls us to our identity. Everything comes back to the knowledge of Jesus. Divine nature, divine power worked through into our divine nature through the knowledge of Him, through the manifest presence, through His goodness, so that that faith seed in us is enabled to grow. So that as we grow, we become effective and productive in what? The knowledge of God, so that we can do it again and grow a little bit more. It's this circle of the divine nature, divine power. It's the growing. You know, like they say, the circle of life. This is the circle of spiritual life. Yeah? Adding to your faith. Faith is your responsibility. What are we told to add? Goodness. The very character of God that calls you. Goodness is a person. Knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness. Being like God in nature and character. Colossians chapter 3. About to turn there with me. New Testament, not far back. Colossians 3. It's always good if your Bible's then you see it, and it's like hearing it and seeing it helps you to process it. Verse 1. Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not earthly things. It's where your focus should be. For you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with Him in glory. How amazing is that?
Yeah. Amen.
There's a promise right there. We need to write that on our fridge. When Jesus appears, I'm going to be with him.
Yeah.
How? Who knows? But we just know it's going to happen. That's your focus. Set your mind on heavenly things, not on earthly things. Focus. Put to death, therefore. Crucify. Kill. Put to death. It's an action that you have to do. Whatever belongs to the earthly nature, the flesh man. Sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. And you used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourselves of all things such as anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from your lips. So the first section is about acts that you need to stop and put away. The second is about what comes from the inside. Yeah? Do not lie to one another, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge and the image of its creator. Here, there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, English, Irish, French, German, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, you're chosen, holy and dearly loved. That is who you are. No matter where you are in this journey, God says to you, you're my chosen. You are holy and dearly loved. So even though he sees that we're working through a process, he calls us as dearly loved. Isn't that awesome? Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other. Forgive one another. If you have any grievances against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together. The other one is Galatians 5 and 6. You can read that yourselves in the quiet time. So add to your faith mutual affection, love, the ultimate goal of living a divine nature, the things that you have to put to death and the things that you have to rid yourself of. So there's the outward things that you choose to do and the inward character building where the glory and the goodness of God enables your faith to work that divine nature in you that enables you to put off those other things. What is our aim? The ultimate goal, living in the divine nature of Jesus. Let it be worked into you through your faith. Let those be proactive in your decisions. Our aim is to possess an increasing measure the qualities being worked into our lives. So those qualities that we spoke about in Peter, those qualities of goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, mutual affection, and love. The aim of divine power in us, over us, is to enable us to be effective in growing in the knowledge of Christ. To enable us to be productive in growing in the character of Christ. So one is in the knowledge of him that affects the character of us. So enabling us to be productive in growing in the character of Christ. Where does it all begin? With the knowledge of his goodness and glory. Every situation you face is an opportunity to grow in your divine nature. Every situation. Every situation is an opportunity to grow in knowing the character and love of Jesus being worked through you to others. We have got so much in us, guys. We have this living ball of life and eternity, this anointing and gifting in us that is made to transform the lives of those around us. I want my shadow to heal the sick. That's how close I want to get to Jesus. You know? Like those guys hung out with him 24/7 for 3 years. We've kind of hung out with him now and again and we've felt like it. And yet we expect to have that power. We need to be proactive in recognizing the glory of God, the goodness of God in our lives. If you don't step out of the nature and a natural ability that you have, you do not need and you will never grow in your God-created divine nature. You will not work and operate in power and authority if you do not choose to step out of the natural flesh man and work by the divine nature of God in you. You must step into being living a lifestyle of the manifest presence of God. Living a lifestyle of looking for his goodness and thanking him for his goodness. Working a lifestyle of persevering and pushing through and not giving up. Working a lifestyle of mutual affection for one another. Loving it, really loving one another. Yeah. If you don't do that, you'll never ever operate in what you're called to do. Kingdom living is living from being seated with Christ, knowing his goodness and glory in ever-increasing measure, and being equipped through adding to our faith goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, mutual affection and love. Divine power to live in a divine nature, releasing heaven's kingdom to a fallen world to transform the lives of those still blinded by darkness. If we don't activate the divine nature in us, we have nothing to give to the world that's any different from who they are. We can sing all the songs and all the worship songs and get a little quick fix. But if we don't walk in the knowledge of God, if we don't listen to his voice through the word, through the prophetic acts, through sharing Jesus with one another, the Bible says that they talked about him as they walked along the way. They just talked about Jesus. They walked in the divine nature. As we walk in that divine nature of ours, step out of us, then I believe we can do anything. I believe we can achieve anything. I believe that God could take this group and transform a community just with us. I don't believe he wants to do it just with us, but I believe he could. If he had this bunch wholly given over to the divine power of God operating through the divine nature, we can accomplish anything for him. Yeah. He can accomplish anything in us. So we're going to come into a time of communion. And I would really like you to take this time. The divine nature in you, the knowledge of God, and listening to God, spending time with him, spending time with the Holy Spirit, is how he will activate the promises in your life. So if you have promises that he has spoken and dreams that you want to see fulfilled, you can't do that in your own strength. It has to be through the divine working of God within your life. So I want you, as we come to a time of communion, to Andy's just going to put on some worship, and we're going to take some time, and I want you to think about that Colossians 3. What are the things that you need to put off? And what are the things that you need to change? What are the things you need to begin to crucify? What are the things you need to leave behind that you need to take back and throw back into the grave so that it can be replaced with something amazing? So it can be replaced with something anointed? So it can be replaced with something powerful and full of life that can transform others? Yeah? So just want to take a few minutes. Father, we thank you. We thank you for Jesus this morning. We thank you, Lord, that you